They say nothing is stronger than the bond between mother and daughter. And me and my mom, we got that on lock. This is me and my mama, unplugged.
All right, everybody, what's good? What's happening? Welcome to the second episode of Me and My Mama Unplugged. Now, look at this. We're literally just leaving out of the store, and someone that we used to fellowship and go to church with, seeing us at the store, her and her daughter walked up on us and was like, oh my gosh, it's y'all. Long story short, we're in the aisle at the store, and we begin to pray for her son who's going through a few things right now. And in that, there's another woman who's listening to our conversation, who also happens to be listening to the prayer. Mm-hmm. She joins in prayer with us.
Yeah.
And says, hey, I don't know you guys, but I just want to stand and touch and agree. So now you got about five believers in the middle of the aisle praying
in the store,
in public, without shame, for this woman's son. So we want to actually talk about prayer. And it's crazy that that's what we were going to be talking about today. So check this out. We're coming from Luke chapter 11. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite texts ever. Okay, we're going to start at verse 5. Now, this is Jesus sharing with his disciples how to pray. They was like, hey, yo, master, tell us how to pray. How should we pray? So this is Jesus giving an example of how to pray. It says, suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for tonight. And my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Oh my gosh,
that's good stuff.
So mom, what are your thoughts on that verse? Because it's just so dope, and it gave me a perspective that I've never seen before on prayer.
A lot of people that I talk to believe that the only way you can go before the Lord is if you lay straight. And that is truly an incredible way to go before the Lord, to go before his throne. However, you can just talk to the Lord, just like I'm talking to you, just like we're talking to you guys. So,
hey, you guys, be sure to grab our brand new Stay True Diamond Tee, designed by me and customized by my mama. Available right now on our official website, alwaysbria.com. Grab yours today. Now let's get back to the show.
The part of the scripture that I love that you read is where he says, but because of your shameless
persistence,
he's going to give you what you need. Shameless persistence.
My God.
You know, I've never had to actually go before the Lord and beg consistently for anything. And I'm so grateful for that. Our relationship is a little different in that I just talk to him. Like I said, I talk to him every day about the little things and the big things. So when I think about just asking the Lord for anything and about everything, like that scripture says, that's what I do.
And even when I was reading this, right, and just to kind of like piggyback off of what you're saying, like when I was reading it, like my initial thought, I was like, Lord, are you saying that you want us to get on the Lord's nerves? Because the man said, go away.
He said, go
but
away.
But it's the principle of the fact that we have to persist because our prayers are not always answered immediately.
Right.
It's not because God doesn't hear. For example, like there's a scripture that talks about how someone was praying, right? Mm-hmm. And the Lord heard him.
Right.
However, the angels that were going to bring the blessing were met with such an opposition.
Come on.
That it delayed
in the air.
It delayed in the air for him actually getting prayer answered.
And when he came down, he said, the Lord heard your prayer immediately.
Immediately.
You were met in the air.
With such opposition, right? So the enemy was fighting against the angels bringing this.
And it took two angels
that
were coming
to us.
So that he could get down there to tell him.
Yeah.
The Lord heard him after that prayer.
So, and I think even like how the Lord is showing it, like it may not even be that. And it's not that the Lord isn't hearing us, but it's so that we can understand that the Lord isn't even being mean to us. It might seem like he's being mean. It might seem like he's saying like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with you. Go away. Just like that guy was like, go, me and my family asleep. It might seem that way, but it's not really that way.
Correct.
It's something that we have to learn in our persistence of prayer, which is why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing.
That's good.
And so even when I was reading that, I was like, Lord, so are you telling us to like be annoying? Nah. He was like, you need to be persistent because you don't know the amount of opposition that may be coming against your promise, your purpose, and the prayers that have already been answered.
That's good.
So I just thought it was just crazy. Like, even with that woman, when we were praying with her, the Lord literally showed me. He literally showed me that there was an angel, a mighty angel of God, massive wings that had showed up while we were praying in the middle of this store, specific to her son.
Amen. Amen.
And the location that he's in.
Amen.
So we just want to encourage y'all, like, you have to keep praying, Mom. Like, what else do you think? What do you believe?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. There's so many challenges that happen in life, so many obstacles that come up. And I can see where if it would seem like if every single time something happened and you went before the Lord, he'd be like, if you don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
But he would never do that. You know, this really calls to mind when we were out on tour with the guys last year. God had given you such a vision for what he wanted to happen in that tour. And to watch it come together was the most incredible thing ever, you know. The guys really worked hard, as we did, you know, to make sure that the vision was actualized. And it was so interesting to me, you know, there was one stop that the pastor of the church actually said that although he had told you that he had done everything that he'd agreed to do, that he didn't feel like doing it. He said it was heavy lifting that he didn't want to do. And because of that, the challenges that we had to make that happen were absolutely incredible. But because God wanted that to happen, he wanted that stop to happen, even though all those challenges occurred, everything still happened, not the way we envisioned it happening, but exactly the way God intended for it to happen. That's where we met the young lady that drove how many hours?
Oh my gosh, she drove at least 9 hours.
Just to see the concert. And so when you think about that, if for no other purpose, even though that wasn't the only purpose, but if for no other purpose, we overcame all the challenges, the tears, the anger, the frustration.
Whew. It was a powerful live recording.
It really was.
It was a very powerful live.
And we'll share some of that with you guys later, but it really was.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the persistence is what gets you to the end of what God has.
And there's a strength in prayer.
Oh, come on.
There's such a strength in
prayer. That's what we did.
Remember, we all
together. We got the artists. We got everybody that was involved and went in the room. We shared what was going on and we all decided to pray and move forward in it.
And you know what I mean? And there is such a warring and a warfare. Like when you're really doing ministry for real, like when it's not about you trying to get on or get ahead or nothing like that, when you really have a heart for God's people and you've been called to his people, you've been called to ministry, you're not trying to place yourself, there is a level of warfare that you have to go through.
That's true.
And prayer is the key to help you get through it.
Absolutely.
Because it's our direct connection with the Lord. Like it's our direct, us being able to have a conversation with the Lord. It's prayer.
Right,
us being able to ask for what we want, what we need, and we'll be able to receive is through prayer.
That's right.
That is the way we get to the Lord. That is the lines of communications that he's opened for us to be able to do so.
Right.
So it's important that you pray. You know what I mean? And I can say one thing about my own prayer life. Like, even in my own spiritual life, in my own Christian life, like nobody necessarily taught me how to pray.
Right.
Like I just had to.
God taught you how to pray your blessings and your.
Well, yeah, but But I mean, like, to like pray, like to pray.
These are things to see.
These are things. These are spiritual gifts, and not just spiritual gifts, but like weapons of war that nobody really shows us how to use in the church. So a lot of people like pray for like 5 minutes, and that's cool. Yeah. 10 minutes, and that's cool.
Right.
And those things are cool, but there's a certain pulling down that comes through real life prayer. There is an element of fight. There is an element of God's army showing up on our behalf, his angel showing up on our behalf when we speak to God in this form, which is prayer. So this is why we have to press in. We have to learn how to pray. And for me, I've set alarms on my phone to pray at least 3 to 4 times during the day.
Wow.
No matter how busy I get, I have a constant reminder that I need to pray. I need to hear the voice of God, and I need to learn how to speak to my Lord, because it's important for my life, not just for ministry, not just for, you know, those things, which it is for, but for my life. I care about my relationship with God. I want to know his voice. I want him to know me. And the way that he's going to know me is through prayer. It's through communication. You know what I mean? So I think that learning how to do those things and learning the different elements of prayer, learning when you need to pray for peace, learning when you need to pray for war, like it's a weapon.
It is.
Prayer is a weapon.
Yeah.
It's protection for us. And so I think that the enemy has tricked us in two different ways: to want to make us think that prayer isn't important, and then the other is to make us think that prayer doesn't work,
or that it's so hard.
Yeah, like, man, like, Lord, I've been praying forever. Mm-hmm. Is you ever gonna answer me? Like, what is, like, nah, yo.
Yeah.
The Bible, these is the words of Jesus literally telling us, keep on knocking, keep on praying. It's not because you're not being heard by the person. It's not because you're not being heard by God, right?
Right.
Is that you might have some opposition that you need to learn to war.
To war against.
That's me to learn a war against. And it's just so imperative. I even, you know, just think about how many people are thrown off, how many believers, you know, cast away prayer because they get discouraged. And it's just a trick of the enemy. And we can't allow him to win like that.
You know, that's so true. And then, you know, I want to add to that, like, I believe that in all things give thanks. Right? And this is the will of God through prayer. There's not a thing that when I take my supplements, I say, thank you, God. Whenever I'm doing any small thing, I say, thank you, God, because that helps me stay in a spirit of gratitude towards him, which in turn makes it that much easier for me to access my prayer life.
Yep. Prayer's the key. Prayer is your key. So it doesn't matter if you start off small. Ask God to give you a capacity to go deeper.
That's good.
And the deeper you go, I remember there was one time, and I couldn't believe it, that I literally prayed for maybe 2 hours, or close to 2 hours.
I've never done that.
But it is also training. Like, it's also a spiritual discipline. Prayer is a spiritual discipline that we haven't really been taught how to do. It's like, God is great, God is good.
Let's so what was that like for you then? Like,
I was blown away.
I mean, you don't know, what was that process like?
So it was a buildup. So, right, I knew I love spending time in the Word of God. That's my thing. Like, that's where he meets me every single time. There, and prayer, and in visions, and dreams, and in visions. Those are the places that he meets me. But I'm like, Lord, prayer is important as well. What does this look like for me? So it literally was me, you know, starting off small, starting off 15 minutes, 25 minutes. Okay. 35 minutes.
Hey everyone, we'll get back to the show in just a moment. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that support our ministry. It's believers like you that partner with us in ministry, helping us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. To become a patron and partner with us in ministry, simply click the link in the description of this video. Now let's get back to the show.
But it literally increased. You feel what I'm saying? Until I didn't even realize that it was 2 hours.
Wow.
And that is one of the most incredible things that you could ever have happen, when the Lord shows up for you like that and you're not even aware of the time anymore. It's like you step into the timelessness,
the eternity of who he is.
Right, because he's outside of time. So it's like, right, you're getting to step inside of his realm in that capacity. So I didn't even realize it had been 2 hours until I looked at my phone. I was like, yeah, oh my God, 2 hours. And I was just in such amazement at that because it was a work of the spirit. But I think it's the thing, it's just, like I said, it's a spiritual discipline, and it's something that all of us have to develop. Like, you cannot step into the fullness of who you are and who God has created you to be without protection. Because it's like they always say in the church, new levels, new devils. The higher you go, the more the enemy is going to try to erode you, because that means the greater the reach, the greater the influence, the greater the impact. And he don't want that to happen. He don't want real ones to get in position. So you have to protect yourself.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
You know, that brings me to the Lord's Prayer. When the disciples asked him, well, how do we pray? And he said, pray then this way.
Ooh.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Respect.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's just a part of the prayer. But the importance of it is he gave us a blueprint on how to pray. So I can see that as you're doing that, I can see how easily it would be to go into a 2-hour prayer and not even realize that's what you're doing, because your communication with him, that portal is open.
Yep.
You know, and you guys are actually communicating with one another on a level that is unmatched.
And what I even learned in that is that you can apply like that one scripture, like say what you're talking about or whatever the scripture was you might have started out. Because I like to just go in, you know, give the Lord his word, because the Lord says I'm looking out over my word that I can perform.
That's right.
So when you give the Lord his word, when you're speaking to the Lord what he says, like he's going to perform it. Like that's his method. It's in the book. It's the truth. So when you give him his word and then you take that and you apply it to different areas of your life, that same scripture to different areas of your life. From that, I was able to pray for you. I pray for myself. I pray for our ministry. I pray for the believer.
Exactly.
Because it's so multifaceted. It doesn't just apply to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can find yourself in like 2 hours of prayer, you know, 3, 4, 5, or however the Lord leads. It's because there are so many different areas of our lives that his word applies to and that it needs to be covered in, you know?
Yeah. You know, I know we can't get into this scripture, and so maybe we can pick this up for next week. But remember, I was sharing with you at the end of my Bible study the other day about in Isaiah 55, how it completely blew me away when the Lord said that I send out my words like you're talking about so that I can perform it. But the rest of that scripture says, you got to come back next week to see what it says. But Isaiah 55 is absolutely incredible.
It's lit.
And it's talking about his word, what he does with his word.
Yup. And one other thing that I would like to add, another scripture that the Lord just allowed me to remember, is it says that the angels obey the voice of his word.
Ooh, that's good. Oh my gosh. That's
so if we're praying and it's just like, Lord, give me this. Lord, I need this.
It ain't a
and they might be valid needs. We're not taking that away. But if it doesn't have nothing to back it up, if the Bible literally says that the angels obey the voice of his word,
Lord,
in accordance with that scripture that we talked about earlier, where he was like, yeah, we heard, the Lord heard your prayers. Not that he didn't hear your prayer. It's that, you know, there was opposition. Angels met us. Demonic forces met us and was trying to delay us, right?
Yeah.
The angels were obeying what? The voice of God's word that he was praying. It wasn't a random prayer. It wasn't a prayer that had no merit, that had no value, that held no weight. God's word has weight to it. And if you pray God's word over every area of your life, from your ministry, your business, your personal life, your purity, your mind, do you know that you can literally change your life with prayer? That you can literally strengthen purity with prayer? Like one of the things that like not purity of mind, I'm talking about even not just sexual, I'm talking about the way that you view yourself. Like a lot of things we view pervertedly, we view off kilter, we view in a way that's less than what God has created us to be. It's out of alignment. That is perversion as well.
Yes.
When you don't see yourself the way that God has called you to see yourself, and you can literally with prayer begin to call into alignment things in the physical because you're getting in alignment spiritually.
Ooh, that's good.
You feel what I'm saying? Your body
Absolutely.
Your body is going to respond to prayer. I watched your body respond to my prayers.
Yes, you did.
I watched my body respond to my prayers. I'll never forget one of the first times that I prayed for myself. And I had we had an event. And my throat was bothering me, like, really bad. But I didn't tell you. I said, man, like, I just got to soldier through it. Mm. And I began to pray. And the Lord said, lay your hands on your throat.
Mm.
I laid my hands on my throat. And immediately, it felt like a lump that was in my throat. The soreness, the sweat, like, whatever that was, the burning, the cutting feeling, it was gone instantly.
It dissolved.
Mm. I watched prayer work. I watched it physically work. Because we have to understand there is an authority that we have as believers in prayer.
Mm.
The breakthrough that you're looking for comes through prayer, but not just any prayer.
Mm.
It is the praying of God's word, because you must remember, we must remember that the angels obey the voice of God's word. So there are angels, ministering angels, protecting angels, so on and so forth, that have something for you. But God is trying to teach you that you have to learn how to press in order to get it so that you can value it. You feel what I'm saying? And it's also building your spiritual muscles, not only of endurance, but of strength, so that you can handle the blessing when you get it, because you remember what it took to get it. So we want to encourage y'all, don't stop praying, don't stop believing, don't get discouraged, don't let the enemy fill you with thoughts like, do I have a purpose? Does God have a plan for me? Is he thinking about me because I've been praying? And like, forget all of the weakness. Forget that. Remember, God's angels obey the voice of his word. Pray God's word over every situation, over every opportunity, over whether it's good or bad. Watch it change.
Is there a scripture? Is there something that you could give someone who has never prayed before? Is there a scripture? Maybe the one that we talked about earlier, the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, I mean, the Lord's Prayer is a great one, and even John 11. You feel what I'm saying? So now that you have like these two resources, these two tools from the Word of God, where Jesus himself is showing us how to pray, pray like that. Even the Lord's Prayer says this is how you ought to pray. Pray like that. Take your life and plug it into the scripture. Take your opportunities and plug them into the scripture. That's the way to start.
You know what? If you need prayer, or if you have any questions, hit us up in the comments. We'll get back at you.
We definitely will. Any prayer requests, we'll make sure we pray over that. We love you all. Thank you for your continued love and support and prayers that you give for us. And we are praying for you guys right back. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. This is Me and My Mama Unplugged. We out of here.
Let's go.
Peace.